Amos, it's Sunday again.
Sunday's right, and don't forget we is on the radio every Sunday for Rinso.
Yeah, and here comes the man now with the biggest news in Rinso's history. Let's listen to him.
It's the biggest news ever. It's new 1950 Rinso with Solium, a full year ahead of time. New 1950 Rinso has three times the whiter washing action of any other soap. But more about that in a few minutes. Now, Lieber Brothers Company and new 1950 Rinso bring you the Amos and Andy Show. Yes, sir, Lieber Brothers Company, the makers of Rinso, brings you a full half hour of entertainment with Lou Lubin, Eddie Green, Ernestine Wade, the Jubilaires, Jeff Alexander's orchestra and chorus, and radio's all-time favorites, Amos and Andy. As you may know, Amos and his wife Ruby had been expecting a little addition to their family. Let's turn the calendar back to the morning of Valentine's Day. We find the Kingfish in his apartment talking to his wife Sapphire, who is busily knitting.
Oh, George, I'm so excited. Amos's baby's going to be born pretty soon now.
Yeah, I know it is, honey.
Mm-hmm. I just hope I finish this little sweater in time.
Oh, knitting a sweater, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I hope it turned out better than the one you knitted for me last year.
Yeah, I guess I did make your sweater a little tight across the chest.
Well, I didn't mind it being tight across the chest. What bothered me was the way it gripped me around the knees.
Oh, now, George, it wasn't that bad.
Well, it wasn't, huh? Listen, that sweater was the only thing I ever give to the Salvation Army that they turned down. They couldn't even figure out what it was.
You know, George, Ruby having another baby makes me feel a little sad.
What do you mean?
Well, when I was a young girl, I always dreamed that when I got married, I'd have a cuddly, sleepy head around the house to feed and clothe and take care of the rest of my life.
Yeah, well, what is you squawking about? You got me, ain't you?
Oh, Joyce, don't you ever wish that you and me had a little baby? A little baby boy of our own.
Yeah, well, that's nice, all right, but what's the use of having three of us in the family that ain't working?
Well, believe me, George, it would still be nice to have one. Yeah, we've been married for 20 years, and look, we ain't got nothing. Ain't got nothing but each other.
Yeah, I guess that's just about as close to nothing as you can get, all right.
Well, since you don't care so much for babies, I guess you ain't interested in the fact that Amos told me you're going to be the baby's godfather.
Me? The baby's godfather?
Yes.
Oh, this is wonderful. Oh, I'm going to have a godchild. Oh, and it's my first one, too.
Where are you going, George?
I better go in and lay down.
Well, don't forget, George, you ain't got the whole load. You know, Andy's going to be a godfather, too.
Yeah, well, in that case, I guess we better get twin beds. Come on, George. Well, Andy, ain't this great old boy? Oh, just think, Amos making both of us godfathers.
Yeah, and is I happy. You always say if it's a boy, he's going to name the baby after me.
Oh, yeah, that's nice, Andy. Now, as godfathers, we want to get the things for the baby that the baby really going to need.
Yeah.
Now, I done called up the baby shop, and I got a list here.
Yeah, what do it say?
Well, the first item here is the most important of all. That is, I think we better get 6 dozen of them. Well, that would be enough, I guess.
6 dozen of what? We don't want to get the baby nothing they ain't going to use.
Oh, believe me, Andy, he'll use these, all right. Amos and Ruby going to have to change the baby, ain't they?
Change them? I figured they'd just keep the first one they got.
Look, you take it easy. This godfather stuff is a big strain on you, son. Now, we'll put down 6 dozen.
Now, listen, Kingfish. I don't think we ought to buy 6 dozen of nothing. Cross them off.
Oh, but Andy.
Kingfish, cross them off. Cross them off the list.
All right, I'll cross them off. Now, this next item here is something that the baby ought to have. A bassinet to bathe him in. Costs
$15. $15? That's too much. For the first couple of months, they can let the kid take showers. Listen, Kingfish, let's get the kid something he needs, like some red flannel underwear or something.
Yeah, well, I'll order it then, Andy.
All right, and have it sent to the fourth floor at the hospital.
Why the fourth floor?
Because when I was up there last week with Amos, I see the sign that say delivery room.
Oh, yeah. Come in, Andy. I'm so glad that you come over to the hospital to be with me here, son.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, this is a nice room to have for the hospital here for the fathers to wait in, ain't it?
Yeah, and don't worry. Everything's going to be all right, Amos. I brung everything right here in this little bag to quiet the nerves. Aspirin, ice bags, smelling salts, a lot of things.
Well, Andy, I don't think I need all that stuff.
It ain't for you, Amos. It's for me.
Oh.
I was really nervous.
Yeah, well, I was a little on edge, too.
Yeah.
I say, Doctor, what is the new... Oh, it's Kingfish, it's you, huh?
Yeah, come in, Kingfish.
Well, hello there, boys. As soon as you call me, I got dressed and I come right over here. Now, I know you and Andy is the hysterical type, and I thought you'd appreciate a calm, collected person like me who don't lose his head at a time like this.
Yeah. Say, Kingfish, that's a nice coat you got on there with the fur collar.
Holy smokes, I done put on Sapphire's overcoat. Boy, this being a guard, boy, is really something. I don't think I could ever go through this again. Well, now, look, fella, let's all calm down here and take it easy.
Yeah, you know, I can't wait to see my little godson, Andy Jones. I'm really going to be proud of him.
Mr. Amos Jones?
Yes, ma'am. I is Amos Jones.
You're the father of a lovely 6-pound girl.
Oh, gee, that's wonderful. A girl. Tell me, is my wife all right?
Yes, she's fine.
Oh, that's good.
You can see her in a minute, Mr. Jones.
Oh, congratulations, Amos. That is great. Andy, just think, he's got a little girl.
Girl, huh? Congratulations, Amos.
Yeah, well, I guess you is a little disappointed, Andy, ain't you?
Well, I was kind of thinking on a boy and having the name after me, like you said.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, Andy. Me and Ruby were talking last week, and we thought in case it was a girl, why, we wouldn't want you to be disappointed. So she figured on account of me and you being friends so long and being so close that we'd named a little girl after both of us, Amos Andra.
Amos Andra?
That's right, AmosAndra.
Yeah. You know something, Amos? I wanted a girl all the time.
Yeah, you know, that's a pretty name all right, too.
Mr. Jones, if you go right down the hall, the doctor will let you see your wife in a few minutes.
Oh, thank you, nurse. I'll see you later, boy.
Yeah, so long.
Say, nurse, we as the official godfathers, we'll be by the first thing in the morning to take the baby out in the park for a little run.
Yeah, that's right. We want to see the baby as soon as we can.
Well, I'm sorry, but no one but the mother and father can see the baby during the week it's in the hospital.
But, nurse, we'll even take the baby for a ride on a pony.
I'm sorry, but it's a strict rule of the hospital. Good evening.
Andy, this is an outrage. We can't even see the baby. Why, it ain't fair to the child going along for a week without knowing who its godfather is.
Yeah, and to think that we have spent 6 hours up here today just waiting to get a look at the baby.
Yeah, what a waste of time.
I'll say. Lucky thing we ain't the type of guys that works. Otherwise, we'd have lost a day's salary.
Yeah.
Running down to the river of Jordan.
To hear old Jordan roll, Jordan roll, roll, Jordan roll.
Roll on river,
I want to go to heaven by and by.
Just to hear old Jordan roll,
roll.
I've been a long time traveling down this way.
Oh, yes, my Lord.
With an aching heart and a hung down head.
But I don't worry, and I don't mind if I can just make it over in due time.
Been a long time traveling, longest way.
Oh, yes, Lord.
With an aching heart and a hung down head.
Just to hear old Jordan roll.
Now, it's ready to use tomorrow. Ask your dealer for Rinso and get the amazing new 1950 Rinso with Solium. New 1950 Rinso has 3 times the whiter washing action of any other soap. Yes, 3 times the whiter washing action of any other soap.
Rinso is really wonderful. My sheets and tablecloths are so white now, whiter than when they were new. My print dresses and the children's colored clothes, too, turn out brighter than the day I bought them.
It's true. Sensational whiter washing action of new 1950 Rinso gets and keeps your clothes whiter, brighter than any other soap.
And I find Rinso is always so safe for everything, in my wash and easy on my hands, too.
Tomorrow, get new 1950 Rinso in the same familiar package. And now back to Amos and Andy.
Andy, just think, our gourd chart is a week old, and we ain't had as much as a peek at the thing yet.
Oh, yeah, I tell you, they done fringed on our rights as godfathers, you know.
Yeah, you're right about that. Well, hey, look who's coming down the street here. Oh, coming into office.
Yeah.
Shorty the barber. He's been out of town for a week.
Yeah.
All right, Shorty, come in. As you hear the news, Amos and Ruby got a little stranger in the house.
Oh, they got a little stranger. That's wonderful. That's the best news. A little stranger, but that's the greatest. That's simply the greatest. Do they know who it is?
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Shorty. No. Listen, they done had a little baby girl. It's their third child.
Oh, that's great that they have three children. I know, because I was the only child, and I remember how lonely I was.
You was lonely, huh?
Oh, yeah. And to make up for it, when I was 6 years old, uncle of mine gave me a big teddy bear. I carried it with me everywhere I went. I used to play with it and talk to it, and I even took it to bed with me. Oh, it was my constant companion right up to the day I lost it.
Yeah.
Oh, what a blow that was. I sobbed for 2 nights.
Yeah, well, you remember how old you was when you lost it, Shorty?
Certainly I remember. It was last Thursday.
Well, now, look here, Shorty. The thing that me and Andy was talking about here is that Ruby is coming home today, and even though we as godfathers, we still can't see the baby yet.
Yeah, and Amos say that the christening is going to be next Saturday up at his place, and then everybody can see the baby at the same time.
Yeah, well, if you two as godfathers, you certainly ought to have special privileges. If I was you, I'd go up to Amos' place today and just be there when the baby gets there.
Yeah, that's the idea. Let's do that, Kingfish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can go up there a couple hours early. Might even put some flowers around the place.
Yeah, and if I was you, I wouldn't feel bad about them not letting you see the baby at the hospital. No, when I was born, they wouldn't even let my mother see me the first day.
They wouldn't let your mother see you?
Oh, no. You see, I was born out in California, and on that very day, that was a big earthquake.
Yeah? And on account of the earthquake, they wouldn't let your mother see you?
Yeah, you see, Mama was nervous, and they said she couldn't stand 2 shocks in one day.
Hello, Ruby, this is Amos. How you feeling, honey? Well, that's good. Well, I got some good news for you. Our housing problem is all settled. Well, Mrs. Jackson across the hall, who has got the extra room, is done switched apartments with her. Yeah, I'm in her apartment now. Yeah, well, seeing that she's only got 1 10-month-old baby, you see, our apartment will be fine for her. Yeah, well, I thought you'd be glad to hear it, honey. Well, I'll see you in a few minutes. All right, goodbye, honey. Well, Miss Jackson, me and my wife certainly appreciate it's what you've done for us.
Well, I was glad to, Amos. And by the way, I want to finish cleaning up the kitchen real good here, so it'll be nice when your wife gets back.
Oh, that's nice of you. But where's your baby now, Miss Jackson?
Well, I left my baby in the crib in your old apartment. I'll just leave both the doors open so I can hear it in case it cries.
Yeah, oh, well, I don't think your baby will cry. When it gets to be 10 months old, I don't guess it cries as much as it do when it's young. Well, thank you again, Miss Jackson. I believe I'll run along now. I'm going over to see Ruby at the hospital.
All right, Amos.
You know, my friend is really going to be surprised when he finds out I done moved across the hall here to this large apartment already. Hey, look, Andy. The door of Amos' apartment is open here.
Yeah, let's go on in. I don't think he'll be home for an hour or so yet. Close the door, Kingfish, and we'll start putting these flowers around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we'll put some flowers right here in the nursery. Come on in.
Yeah, we'll really fix it up good.
And look. Look in the crib there. It's the baby. How little week-old goddaughter. There she is.
Yeah, look at her there, Kingfish. Look at that. Say, she sure stands up nice, don't she? Look at that.
Oh, we got a great baby here, Andy. Just look at her there. Only 1 week old.
Yeah, say, I might take her out for a haircut tomorrow. Look at that hair.
Yeah. Hello there, honey. Hello there. How you like us? We is your godfathers. Well, I don't know why that hit us so hard, Andy. Here, honey, wait a minute. Now, quiet down. Here's a rattle for you. Take this rattle here and play with it, honey. Here he is, honey.
I guess Amos and Andrew got to get used to us. Say, I wonder where Amos and Ruby is.
Well, they must be in the other room wrestling. Amos told me yesterday that he all wore out. We better not disturb him. You know, Amos Andrew is the biggest weak old baby I done ever seen.
Yeah, because I remember a week ago when she was born, the nurse says she only weighed 6 pounds.
Yeah, well, she's right on schedule then. As near as I can figure, she done put on about 25 pounds the first week.
You know what, Kingfish? They must be putting pork chops in her pabulum.
Yeah, they are feeding us something all right. I know that. Hello there, Hunter. Hey, what's going on in that little mind of yours? Ain't you going to say something? Yeah, well, that's... Well, that sure is... You know, Andy, I think we got another sapphire on our hands here.
Yeah, she won't let you get a word in edgeways. Ain't she cute, though?
Yeah. Hey, I wonder what's bothering her now.
Say, I think she might have a stomachache.
Yeah, maybe she's been eating the wrong thing and she got a little colic in her stomach.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, Andy, I think you better knock on the door of the bedroom there and wake up Amos and Ruby.
Okay, I guess I better.
Yeah, knock on
the door. Amos, Ruby, the baby's crying. We think she got too much garlic in her stomach. Hey, that's funny. They must be sleeping sound, Kingfish.
Yeah, well, open the door.
Kingfish, there ain't nobody here. There ain't nobody in this apartment.
Well, wait a minute, Chair. There's got to be somebody in the apartment here. What you mean? Oh, wait a minute. No, they ain't in here, all right?
No.
They wouldn't leave no little baby alone in here, though, Andy.
Well, they ain't here just to say, oh, me, Kingfish, what is we going to do?
Yeah, well, wait a minute, Andy. Look here, we can't worry about Amos and Ruby now. We has got to do something about this baby.
Yeah, we sure do. Hey, look at the way she's sucking her finger there. I know. I bet she's hungry.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and if you don't feed babies real often, they're liable to... start suffering from malignition. That's what they're liable to have.
Yeah, I tell you what, maybe I'll run down to Sloppy Joe's and get us some coffee and donuts.
No, the baby don't know nothing about Dunkin' Donuts, Andy. Oh, no, look here. We don't know nothing about feeding babies. Now, the thing for us to do is to bundle this baby up and take her right back to the hospital and let them feed her.
Oh, me. I just hope we're doing the right thing here, Kingfish. Wait a minute, I'll pick her up.
Yeah, let's take her to the hospital.
Come on, Amos, Andy. Ah, that's it. Come to Andy. There we is. Uh-oh. Say, Kingfish.
What's the matter?
You know that list we had for the baby?
Yeah.
I think we done crossed off the wrong thing on that.
Now listen. Here's your last chance for a trip around the world. That's an ocean liner. Whistling for the winner of Rinso's sensational new contest. First prize is no less than a trip around the world or $10,000 cash. It could be yours if you act now. A glamorous all-travel-expense vacation tour for two people visiting exciting far-off places. There are 15 second prizes, each a round-trip tour to Europe. 400 third prizes, all cash. Just finish this statement in 25 words or less. I like large-size Rinso because... Send each entry with a box top from the large size Rinso to Lever Tour the World Contest, Box 1, New York 8. Only residents of continental United States, Alaska, and Hawaii are eligible. Follow complete rules on the entry blank you get at your store. This is your last chance. The contest closes February 26th. Get your entries in right away. And now, back to Amos and Andy.
Well, Andy, we just can't stand here in the lobby of the hospital. We got to do something here.
That's right. We got to get this baby fed in a hurry, Kingfish.
Now, look, Andy, take the baby over to the receptionist across the hall there and explain the situation to her. I'll wait here.
Yeah.
Oh, I was a nervous wreck.
Okay, Kingfish. I'll take the baby over to the woman here.
Oh, me. This being a godfather is a big responsibility. Well, there's Henry Van Porter coming this way. I'm going to tell him the problem we got with Amos's baby here. Hey, Henry.
Well, hello, Kingfish. Hiya. I just been upstairs in the hospital here to see Ruby and Amos. You know, they've got their little baby, Amos Andrew, all wrapped up and getting ready to take her home?
Yeah, well, we got a problem with the baby. Wait a minute, Henry. You say that, No, I know you ain't said that. No, I...
what you saying, Kingfish?
Oh, nothing. I knew it. I done heard you wrong, because I can look across the hall and see Andy there holding the thing under his arm. I know everything is all right.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about, Kingfish. I merely said that Amos and Ruby has got their little baby upstairs and they're ready to leave the hospital.
This is the second one they're taking home, ain't it?
Of course not. Their baby is upstairs. Oh, and by the way, if you call on Amos and Ruby at home, remember they have switched apartments with Mrs. Jackson across the hall.
Switched?
Yes. You know, Mrs. Jackson only had one 10-month-old baby, so they took Amos's apartment, and Amos moved over to the Jacksons. Say, Kingfish, you look a little woozy. You want me to get you a bottle of smelling salts?
No, just give me a can of ether till this thing blows over, will you? Oh, me.
Well, I thought you'd be glad to hear about it. So long.
So long. Glad to hear about it. I got to get out of this mess somewhere. Uh-oh. Here come Andy. And I think that baby only needs one godfather.
Well, Kingfish, everything is great. They're going to feed the baby in a few minutes.
Andy, looking at you with that baby in your arms almost brings tears to my eyes, son.
Yeah, what you mean?
You know, it ain't fair for me to horn in on your godfathership. And after thinking it over, Andy, I want you to have the honor, the privilege, and the glory of this whole mess.
Well, that's real nice of you, Kingfish.
So you take the baby back to the apartment after you feed her. So long, Andy, old godfather. So long, kid, and good luck to both of you.
Hey, wait a minute, Kingfish. Come back here. I got a feeling there's something fishy about this whole mess. Now, tell me the facts, you. I'm going to bust you on top of the head, and I ain't fooling, neither.
Yeah, well, all right. Now, wait a minute. Now, just calm down and listen.
Well, let me tell me.
I want you to brace yourself for the news, though, Andy.
Okay.
Listen, we has got the wrong baby.
What?
Amos traded apartments with Mrs. Jackson across the hall, and this baby is her child. And I think the police is searching for this baby this very minute.
Kingfish, is you trying to tell me that this sweet, cuddly little infant is a hot baby?
I think you got a hot baby on your hands there. Andy, I'm going to tell you something right from my heart here. We is in a mess of trouble. Now, when Mrs. Jackson finds out that her child is missing, we going to be guilty of baby napping in the first degree.
Mm, holy mackerel. Yeah, we got to get this baby back. But how can we do it without getting in trouble? Look coming in the hospital here. Here's Stonewall, the lawyer.
Hey, I guess he's going up to see Ruby.
Yeah.
Hi, Stonewall.
Hi, boy. Well, a nice-looking baby you got there. Who is it?
Now, listen, Stonewall. The reason we want to speak to you is on account of this baby.
Yeah, right. What's the kid done that it needs a lawyer?
Oh, listen, Stonewall, we are the ones that's in the mess. We done took the wrong baby out the crib by mistake. Now we afraid the mother is going to sue us for kidnapping.
Yeah, you see, we thought it was Amos's baby, but turned out to belong to Mrs. Jackson that lived across the hall.
Well, get your cool there. You know, so this is the baby you done lifted, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what you worried about. This kid won't talk.
Well, now listen, Stonewall. Now listen to this good, will you?
Yeah.
We is really in a jam here. Uh-huh. Now, what does you think as a lawyer that we ought to do?
Well, now, wait a minute. See, in order for me to come to an intelligent conclusion, I better review the facts.
Yeah, review the thing. Go on there, review, and we listen.
Yeah, real good.
Yeah, go now. Let me see. You went into a home where you didn't have no right to be.
Right.
You took a baby without the knowledge of his mother.
Mm-hmm.
You is now in illegal possession of the said child. Think we can wind this up in a hurry. Now, let me take you all down to see my friend Captain O'Grady at the second precinct.
Well, why is you taking us down there?
Well, there might be a reward out for you two kidnappers.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute here now. Now, look, Stonewall, is you our lawyer, ain't you?
Yeah.
Now, what is we going to do?
Well, there's only one thing you can do, boy. Take the baby right back where you got it, put it back in the crib, and then beat it. Just slip into place quietly, make sure the baby don't make no noise.
Oh, we ain't got to worry about that. This is a good baby. She won't let out a peep.
Quiet!
That's it now, Anna. That's it. Put the baby back in the crib there. Easy now.
Yeah. Say, this show is a lucky break for us. Mrs. Jackson ain't even come back here to her own apartment yet.
Yeah, now close the door, Andy. Come on, let's get out of here quick.
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, then, I'm sure glad that mess is over. And to think that we got into all this trouble just because we tried to see our own little goddaughter ahead of time.
Yeah, I guess we just better wait till the christening on Saturday and see Amos's baby then with everybody else.
Yeah, well, that is really the day I'm looking forward to, too. That is the day when us godfathers really come into our own.
Yeah, that's right, yes.
You know, Anna, I was just thinking, we sure was dumb mistaking Mrs. Jackson's 10-month-old little girl for a week-old girl.
Listen, Kingfish, we was even dumber than that. When we put the baby back in the crib, did you notice what was embroidered on the pillow?
Oh, no. What did it say?
Herbert.
Oh. Now, folks, what y'all think of little Amos Andra?
Well, Amos, I think it's the most adorable baby I've ever seen, and it's certainly a pleasure to be here at the christening.
Now, say, Stonewall, don't you think it's just about the most beautiful baby you ever saw?
Oh, man, yeah. Hey, Amos, where is the two godfathers and Sapphire? They've been looking forward to this occasion.
Yeah, well, I was wondering where it is, too. You see, wait a minute. Maybe that's them now. Excuse me. Hello?
Amos? This is Sapphire. Me and the Kingfish and Andy is all up here at our apartment. I'm heartbroken. We just can't come to the christening.
You can't come? Well, what's wrong?
Well, that stupid husband of mine and Andy was fooling around with some Jackson baby.
What do you mean?
That Jackson baby was coming down with measles, and the three of us has got it.
Oh! Whistle?
Yeah, what is that?
Well, that's the good ship Rinso shoving off a trip around the world.
That trip around the world is yours if you win Rinso's sensational new contest. Get Rinso in the large size box. It's new 1950 Rinso with three times the whiter washing action of any other soap. Rinso is so safe. Only new Rinso contains the scientific sunlight ingredient, Solium.
Andy, thank you for giving that expensive locket to Amos Andra.
Oh, you're welcome, Amos.
Yeah, well, the old Kingfish here has got something that's worth $25, and it's got the baby's name on it, too, right on this piece of paper. Here, Amos Andra, hold out your hand. There, little darling, you is now clutching your first IOU. Good night, folks.
See you next Sunday.
Whether you drive a car, ride in a car, or just walk in traffic, you are a potential victim of a traffic accident. Winter weather makes driving dangerous, so drive carefully. Keep your car in first-class condition. If you're a pedestrian, be careful, too. Whether you walk or drive, don't become a traffic casualty. Be sure to be with us next Sunday at the same time when Lieber Brothers Company, the makers of new Rinso with Solium, will again present the Amos and Andy Show. Until then, good night to all of you from all of us.
Doctors have proved it. Lifebuoy Health Soap, with its purifying ingredient, gets skin cleaner, stops BO as no other leading soap can. Yes, doctors compare daily baths with leading soaps, proved you are cleaner, safer from BO with Lifebuoy. Get Lifebuoy right away.
Be sure and listen to the Amos and Andy Show at this same time next Sunday. This is CBS, where 99 million people gather every week, the Columbia Broadcasting System.